我们华人常常会讲说我要办一个 party 的时候，就很多人说那个办你要怎么去形容，就发现说美国人是扔一个派对。
哇哦，
因为我就是现在就想学英文的，我跟人家交流我觉得有话说不出来，这个感觉让我怎么讲体会。
哦天哪，老伙计，这个东西应该怎么念呢？
叫老伙计的
就那种一支枪嘛，以前那种中国的电影去翻译英国。
你 know, 我以为你在说 old turkey。
没有
老伙计。
哦我的上帝呀、啊、
这
句话应该
怎
么念呢？
And if you're wondering the same, then you've come to the right place. 英语任你说。Let's talk. Hey guys, happy holiday season. 大家节日快乐。Holiday season 其实在北美从感恩节就已经开始了，那么作为中国人来说 of course 这个节日，这个 holiday season 这个节日的季节会一直延续到过完农历新年为止。 So happy holiday season， 大家节日快乐。 Joining me today just like last time is my neighbor Laura， 我们今天的嘉宾依然是我的邻居 Laura。So in our last few sessions we talked about the Christmas tree。在上几期的节目里 ，Laura 和我们谈到了圣诞树，我们和大家分享了两个一分钟长的圣诞小故事。那么，除了圣诞树之外，在 holiday season 节日的季节里 ，of course there are presents。当然了 ，of course there are presents。当然少不了礼物。在上一期的节目里 ，I received an unexpected holiday gift from Laura's family. Her grandma made it herself.It's handmade, which is one of my most favorite things to receive, because they are so meaningful and made with heart, love, and time. 在上一期的节目里 ，Laura 的母亲给我带来了一份圣诞礼物。这份礼物是 Laura 的姥姥亲手做的。那么我们在拆开这个礼物的时候，我们就开始谈到这个礼物。So we know that it's something that Laura's grandma knit. 那么我们已经知道了，这个是 Laura 的姥姥。织的一个东西，可是织的是什么呢？大家有没有猜到这是什么？因为上次我说了，我是会织东西的，但是我只知道怎么样去织围巾。I only know how to knit a scarf. Scarf 就是围巾 ，S-C-A-R-F. Scarf. I only know how to knit a scarf. So I think this is one of the hardest things to knit. 所以我也说了，我觉得这个真的是最难织的一个东西。
Well, I think this is one of the harder things to knit, no? Because I know how to knit a scarf.
And we also said it's a pair.
这是一双一对儿，因为 Laura 说了她的姥姥每天都会织一双。
So she's quite old and she still does it. She knits a pair a day.
A pair a day?
Yeah, she's so extremely fast with it.
Oh my goodness, wow. 那么 Laura 也说了 she does all kinds of clothing. So what could it be?你有猜到吗 ？Let's continue. 我们今天继续。
She does like skirts. I always wore knitted skirts when I was a child.
Yeah.
And I'd had different colors, and then I had Christmas themed ones. And she always does bikinis, which I find a little weird. But
but that's cool, you know. So I once saw in Guatemala they have crocheted bikinis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like natural fibers, and you can't. Some people are allergic to like.The plasticky kind of fabric. So the perfect
It's perfect.
Yeah, my mother, well, when she was a child, there were five kids. So they had a lot of clothing. And my grandma, like, knitted like crazy.
Wow.
And all the girls were wearing, like, knitted bikinis. And they always looked so cute because they had, like, flowers and, like, different things. It was so cute.
But did they go into the water with them?
Yeah.
And it held up okay?
Yeah.Because it was like perfect for like children. Children grow so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And because she was like a fast knitter, it kept up with time. Like.
Okay, so this is our 1 minute mark.
这一段话又刚刚好是一分钟。你听懂了多少呢？我们再来一遍。
She does like all kinds of clothing.She does like skirts. I always wore knitted skirts when I was a child.
Yeah.
And I'd had different colors. And then I had Christmas themed ones. And she always does bikinis, which I find a little weird. But,
but that's cool, you know. So I once saw in Guatemala, they have crocheted bikinis.
Yeah. It's like natural fibers. And you can't, some people are allergic to like the plasticky kind of fabric. So the perfect
thing. It's perfect.
Yeah, my mother, well, when she was a child, there were five kids. Yeah. So they had a lot of clothing. And my grandma, like, knitted like crazy.
Wow.
And all the girls were wearing, like, knitted bikinis, and they always looked so cute because they had like flowers Aww. And like different things. It was so cute.
But did they go into the water with them?
Yeah.
And it held up okay.
Yeah. Because it was like perfect for like children. Children grow so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And because she was like a fast knitter, it kept up with time. Like,
这一遍, this time around, 你又听懂了多少呢? Did you pick up more than last time? 你有没有比第一次多听懂几句话呢?
Kinds of clothing. She does like skirts. Wow. I always wore a knitted skirt when I was a child.
She does like skirts. So I've always had a knitted skirt growing up. And she always does bikinis, which I find a little weird.
She always does bikinis, which I find a little weird. But
but that's cool, you know.
除了裙子, 她的姥姥还会织比基尼, bikinis. 那么她也觉得这有点奇怪。 但是我说了, oh, but that's cool.
But that's cool, you know, so I once saw in Guatemala, they have crocheted bikinis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like natural fibers, and you can't, some people are allergic to like the plasticky kind of fabric. So the perfect
it's
thing.
It's perfect.
I once saw in Guatemala crocheted bikinis. 因为我在Guatemala住的时候,我看到过当地人勾出来的bikini。 然后Laura说,对啊,因为用的是natural fibers, 织的也好,勾的也好,用的都是天然的纤维, natural fibers.
It's like natural fibers, and you can't, some people are allergic to like the plasticky kind of fabric, so the perfect
thing. It's perfect.
因为有些人对那种塑料的那种感觉的clothing是过敏的。 Some people are allergic. 有些人对那种布料是过敏的, 所以 of course, natural fibers are wonderful. 天然的当然是更好的。 讲到他母亲的family, there were five kids, 一共有五个孩子。 So they had a lot of clothing. 他们每个人都有很多的衣服。
My mother, well, when she was a child, there were five kids. So they had a lot of clothing. And my grandma, like, knitted like crazy.
Wow.
And all the girls were wearing, like, knitted bikinis, and they always looked so cute because they had like flowers and like different things. It was so cute.
我们的时间到了,但是这段话并没有结束. But the conversation doesn't end here. You see, 一分钟的对话其实里面内容很多很多. So stick around, because we're going to continue this next time. 我们下一期再继续分析一下.
Did you pick up something new today?
在一个讲英文的大环境里, 只要我们注意听, 我们时时刻刻都在一个课堂里。
If you liked what you heard here, write us a review, give us a rating, and share it with a friend.
如果你也有想说却说不出来的话, 不知道怎么说的话, 不知道怎么念的单词, 可以在我们的脸书专页上留言, 我会在节目里回答。
Join our Facebook community at facebook.com/xinren let's talk.
And of course, remember to subscribe, 记得要订阅关注我们的播客, podcast.
We're serving fresh episodes every week. Until the next time, keep listening, keep making time to do what you love.